Radio Queensland, a Queensland economist now at RMIT. We'll head back to those roads shortly, but a quick catch-up from Jeff Addison, who is a Sunshine Coast-based advocate for Rail Back on Track. And Jeff, I know you've been watching the infrastructure kind of landscape to see what might be announced, but you tweeted out a little, or retweeted a tweet, I understand, from pre the election in relation to the CAMCOS corridor on the Sunshine Coast. So tell us what you've put out there and what was the response?
Yeah, thank you, Annie. Look, on the election eve, on the 31st of May, I sent out a tweet to address to Catherine King, who's now the Federal Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Local Government. And I just said to her, thank you for honouring the $1.6 billion federal commitment for the 37-kilometre CAMCOS rail from Biwa to Maroochydore. Sincerely appreciated. I tweeted that. Then there wasn't any response, and I thought, well, the federal budget's coming up tomorrow night. I just thought I would retweet it, and I retweeted it at 12 o'clock today, and a couple of minutes later, my tweet was liked by the Catherine King, the minister.
What are you reading into it, Jeff?
I'm reading into it that they are going to honour their $1.6 billion commitment towards the 37-kilometre CAMCOS rail, and that we shall hear it in tomorrow night's budget announcement.
Well, so that's a pretty massive piece of infrastructure. However, I guess the other point is that Mark Bailey, the Transport Minister here in Queensland, has made the point that we don't know what the true cost of that corridor and rail track is going to be, and we can say $1.6 billion all we like, but you know, that could well be a drop in the ocean because it's never been fully costed. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I would question that because the Labor government were actually building CAMCOS. They allocated $5 million towards its construction back in 2006. It's in the budget papers. And then the project was stopped by the government. So if it does cost more, then it's because, you know, that the government stopped it back in 2006-07. So, look, I would expect it's within the ballpark if you compare it to other lengths of rail, such as the Redcliffe Peninsula line that opened in 2016. It's pretty well on par with those kinds of costs. So it's not out of the ballpark at all. It's probably a reasonable estimate. But look, you know, yes, you know, there has been a lot of inflation and so on since then, and costs have gone up, as has Labor. But I would expect and I would hope that the state government will now jump on board because we've got the Athletes Village in the middle of Maroochydore. But, you know, I mean, this is just a great step forward, and I really appreciate Minister Catherine King sort of giving us a little bit of a heads up that that project may well go ahead.
We'll have to wait and see. Exciting if that's true. Jeff, thanks so much for letting us know.
No worries. Thank you, Annie.
Jeff Addison, independent rail advocate based on the Sunshine Coast, 21 past five. Let